This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The United Auto Workers scored another big win in the South late last month. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted to join the UAW after two previous union drives there had failed. It's part of a campaign to organize thousands of workers at foreign-owned automakers across the South. The next test will be a union vote at two Mercedes-Benz plants near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this report.
I'm at a huge racetrack outside Birmingham on a sunny Sunday in April for the IndyCar Grand Prix. A massive crowd packs the bleachers as the souped-up sports cars roll to the starting line.
It's time for those most famous words in all of sports.
Drivers, start your engines.
There's also something going on above the track. A small airplane circles overhead, pulling a banner that reads, "Support Auto Workers, Union Solidarity." It's encouraging Alabama Mercedes-Benz workers to vote yes in their union election next week, join the United Auto Workers, and help spread unionization across the South. IndyCar fan Scott Taylor isn't a fan of the UAW.
The reason Mercedes came to Alabama is because there wasn't a union. If you make yourself the same price as the guys in Detroit, you're going to drive Mercedes out of here.
But the UAW's also got supporters. Carlton Vaughn was shopping for IndyCar merch.
Unions in America have been not looked at in a good light. If you want people who are going to get behind your cause and you're a union worker in the automotive industry, like, the race is the way to do it. I'm down.
Drive about half an hour west, and you come to Mercedes-Benz's massive vehicle and battery complex tucked among rolling hills along I-20. It's on 1,000 acres the state of Alabama gifted in the early 1990s. Mercedes has invested billions since then. The company employs about 5,200 production workers who make some of the highest blue-collar wages in the state.
From where I'm from, Mercedes seemed like, you know, the ideal job. They paid well, so much better benefits.
I met 24-year-old Moesha Chandler at UAW Local 112, headquarters for the Mercedes Workers Vote Yes campaign. It's in a strip mall between a Dollar General and a Family Dollar store a few miles from the plant. Chandler makes $24.50 an hour and struggles to make ends meet in nearby Tuscaloosa, a college town where rents are high. Her brother, a union auto worker at Ford in Michigan, just got a big raise under the UAW's new contract with the Big Three.
I'm not too much of a picky worker. I know I didn't come to work at a cupcake factory, but I do feel like I should be properly compensated, especially from the wear and tear that it causes on your body.
At his ranch home with a pool out back, Mercedes worker Jay White says he's doing just fine.
We work in a facility that's air-conditioned and heated. We are not pulling fresh lumber off the grain chain, laying asphalt. We have a very nice job.
White's active in a group that urges fellow workers to vote no on unionizing. He makes the top wage, $34 an hour, and says with Alabama's low cost of living, he's doing as well as UAW workers in the North, without the interference of a union.
We recognize individual responsibility. That's why we're a right-to-work state.
Which contributes to the anti-union environment here. Gallup recently found two-thirds of people in the South disapprove of unions. In the rest of the country, it's slightly less than half. The company is showing vote no videos like this one to workers on the job.
What do unions cost? We've already spent some time talking about union membership dues.
The NLRB is investigating UAW allegations of unfair labor practices. Mercedes-Benz didn't respond to questions by our deadline. Meanwhile, Republican political and business leaders have warned unionization could drive major employers out. University of Alabama labor economist Peter Brumman thinks that's a bit far-fetched.
Mercedes has been here for a long time. The other manufacturers had made significant investments. It's going to be hard for them to leave.
And after multiple union failures in the South?
I don't think it's unthinkable they can win.
Brumman says politics favors the anti-UAW side, but economics, not so much.
Alabama is definitely Republican. But I think when you see similar workers making more, yeah, sure, I'm going to vote Republican on those other issues. But when it comes to pay increase, that's like in your pocket.
After the Mercedes vote next week, the UAW organizing drive moves on to a Hyundai plant in Montgomery and a Toyota facility in Missouri. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.